following program was pre-recorded. To ask a question on the air, call 1-800-229-3000 Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Welcome to New Life Live, the premier place to receive free advice from Christian psychologists and counselors for the mental, emotional, relational, and spiritual challenges you face. Since 1988, we've offered compassionate responses that combine God's truth with proven psychological principles to guide you toward healing. Our phone lines are open. Call us now at 1-800-229-3000.
How's everyone doing? This is New Life Live, and I'm your host, Brian Perez. We're going to be in the studio and on the phone with you for 2 hours today. So what do you want to talk about? No question is off limits. The only thing between you and progress is fear. Don't let fear win today. Call 1-800-229-3000. My fabulous co-hosts today are clinical psychologist Dr. Jill Hubbard and licensed marriage and family therapist Chris Williams. Chris, you're finally out of confessions, right?
Listen, I got a storehouse of confessions.
It'll last us for the next 40 years. I love it.
As I like to say, I'm a very gifted sinner. And so so I resonate with my need for Jesus. But in all seriousness, here's my confession today. Brian, I can be in a really, like, kind of just nasty or gnarly, vindictive bully.
Now, you?
Yeah, I know. People who...
You're like the nicest guy I know.
People who see my sweet and kind demeanor, exterior yes. demeanor. But there are certain things that... And actually, this has been a pattern throughout my entire life. You know, I've been kicked out of high school basketball games when I used to play high school basketball because of certain aggressive behavior that I would display in moments.
Things we didn't know about Chris Williams.
Here we go. We all got it. So... There's this part inside of me that showed up this last week, and that is something happened within our educational world that went against my younger son instead of for him. And I'm fairly protective of him, and it really triggered my papa bear. Hmm. And I immediately, in my anger and frustration, went to what my wife would refer to as the nuclear option.
Okay.
You know, blow everything in. And... You know, there are certain people I know in the world and certain levers I know how to pull and certain things that I can utilize my power to move the needle from a real bullying, aggressive, angry, you know, position. Now, conversely, my wife was telling me, take a step back, let me work on it. And she took a much more kind, measured and reasonable approach. You can guess which one would have which one worked, but which one ultimately would have worked better. Yes, the wisdom of my wife.
Yeah. Okay, so you did take it to the next level.
She did.
Okay.
From a very reasonable, kind, and generous perspective, without sacrificing truth, without sacrificing the things that needed to be taken care of. So she addressed this issue that was of concern from us from a kind, generous place. And she got the results that we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming at it from, I'm going to expose everything. I'm going to, you know, take legal action and all of these sort of things from a very aggressive, angry bully pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that would have went well.
Right, right.
The conviction here is that really... You know, we see it in Proverbs, we see it in Ephesians 4, is that the anger of man does not bring about the righteousness of God.
Mm-hmm.
That we are called to pray for our enemies. We are called in Matthew 5:44, Romans 12:17 says that we are not to repay evil with evil. And ultimately, I think the wisdom of James chapter 1, we can all use this in our world today. Be quick to listen.
Yes.
Slow to speak.
Yes.
And slow to become angry.
Yep.
My wife used this approach that she listened, figured out what the problem was, slow to interject herself, and slow to become angry. And the resolution was a win-win, not a win-lose.
Yeah.
God's economy in kindness and generosity, in measured, reasonable, trustworthy relational processes. I'm not saying it works 100% of the time, but it always works better.
You've got a wise woman by your side, that's for sure.
I do.
We'll be back.
Here at New Life, we want you to have transformation. And so we have created the New Life courses, and you meet weekly on Zoom with a coach or counselor. You're going to have teaching as well as that group connection, because we know how powerful that is. We hear that all the time about our intensives, that they love the information, but the group process is so powerful. And many of you have been hesitant to participate because you're not sure, you know, the timing, the price. The New Life courses are going to meet you right at that area of need. Every week, you're meeting on Zoom with that therapist. You're going over the concepts as well as connecting as a group. It is so powerful, and it's accessible. Wherever you are, you're going to be able to join us.
Embark on your journey of personal growth and self-discovery on May 4th with a New Life course. Lose it for life, take your life back, or healing is a choice. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
And if you download the New Life app, that is the easiest way to listen whenever you want, wherever you are. 1-800-229-3000, the number to call for the next 2 hours today on New Life Live. And we heard Chris's confession at the beginning, and what were we going to...
One more thing the confession.
Sure.
This is important. There are only two emotional experiences in the Bible that get warnings and a lot of boundaries: anger and fear.
Mm.
And my response was out of anger and fear.
Yeah.
You may be struggling with this.
Yeah.
Right? I struggle with it. There is a webinar coming up on fear and anxiety.
Yes,
fear
for sure.
And anxiety are running your life.
Yep.
It's coming up, what, April 14th?
April 2nd.
April 2nd.
Yeah.
Okay. Get online, get on the app, sign up for that today, because I can tell you, as one personal experience, but two, as practicing in the rooms of therapy over the last 20 years, without a doubt, fear and anger mess us up more than any other two experiences.
Well, and a lot of times, right, men go to anger,
yes,
but what is underneath it is fear.
Oftentimes, the
so
majority of the time.
So if you're angry and you say, oh, I don't have a problem with fear, maybe think twice, right?
Mm. Yep.
Especially when you want that vengeance, Chris.
Yeah, I know. I know. There was a FOMO thing. There was a fear of missing out for my son. You're right. There was a fear underlying it. Yeah.
Yep. So you can also get more details about the webinar by texting the word webinar to 28950. We'll send you a registration link and a tip sheet. So let's go to the phones now. 1-800-229-3000 is our number to call. Got a couple of calls from California to start us off. Here is Ray in Hawthorne, who listens to us on New Life Live, or I should say newlife.com. Welcome, Ray, to New Life Live.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. How are you this morning?
Doing well, thanks. What's going on?
Good. Yeah, I'm actually calling. I was actually woke up and got a text and about the about navigating as far as anger divorce. My desire is to find out, not find out, but to break through how to navigate after divorce, being married to a narcissist. And I'm struggling because I want to make sure that I'm walking in forgiveness, but I just remember all the stuff that I've gone through of being gaslitted and just hit and just different things that were happening to me. And I'm just trying to navigate through that after 3 years of being divorced and 16 years of marriage. It just keeps haunting me where I remember all the bad stuff. And I do have some anger. I was listening to you guys on the radio about anger and slow to speak, quick to listen, and slow to wrath. And I do have, I find myself, you know, lashing out out of anger when people ask me about my wife. I go into too much detail and it just riles me up again. But I don't like that. I don't like that place. I don't like who I'm being. And I just want to get through that and move on with my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes perfect sense, Ray. You know, the Gospel of Luke talks, it really shows us two things that Jesus does over and over and over that is central to his life, central to his gospel. And one of those is forgiveness. And I think that that's really important what you're looking at today. But alongside of that, you'll see in the Gospel of Luke that forgiveness never happens apart from healing. Healing and forgiveness are always happening together. And you have been hurt, you have been wounded and ruptured in this relationship. And so part of your journey of discovering greater forgiveness and acceptance and moving on is doing a little bit more deeper work on the wounding that you're still carrying, the hurt that you're still carrying from that relationship.
Go ahead, Ray.
Well, I hear that, and you know, I find myself being isolated, and I was a very popular person at one time, but because of all the, you know, we are believers, and I believe, yes, she's a believer, but she would make people think I was crazy, but she was the one who was hitting me and saying she don't feel like being a Christian and, you know, allowing disrespect to take place, and I think I should have been gone in 5 years, but I waited, more years.
And, Ray, 16 years is significant. It's a chunk of your life, and to be in that relational dynamic for those years. And one of the things, when you're married to a narcissist, and before you put your finger on it, or even afterward, it's like you're constantly fighting to exist. You're fighting for your personhood, because it's constantly, discounted and devalued. And so, and everything gets twisted and projected out. And so you have a lot of not me experiences, like who are they talking about or who is she talking about? That's not me, but it gets put on you. And so divorce in and of itself is not an easy thing to get over. And it takes time, and it takes a lot of talking through it.
Yeah.
So this is where, when your friends become weary, this is where we therapists can step in, because you need to talk about it. And look at who this person is. And see, part of it too, it's hard to wrap your mind around that, oh, this is that person. And they really, like, everything really is about them. And they don't really see me as a person. Because we get glimpses of, and we think there's a mutual person in there, but there really isn't.
The more extreme a person is. We get formed in the image of their narcissistic lens.
Yes, yes.
And so...
Does a person being molested, because I know it all came out after she told me she was molested as a child by a family member, and that's when it just got worse, I guess because she exposed it, and it just became worse at that time because she thought I was supposed to fix her. I told him, I'm working on myself. I can't fix you. So it just became even worse, to where she told me I was always wrong and she was always right. Just would just verbally say some things that would just have me thinking about myself. And I was a very confident person
for sure
before I got married, but just took all that away to where now I'm challenged by just my confidence, my self-esteem,
so,
because I'm allowing that. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so Ray, you can feel how fast and furious it is on the inside there.
Yeah.
You know, and this is really where I talk about this a lot, where the contagion of shame happened in your relationship. You know, she was carrying a lot of shame. She was putting it on you and forming you through the lens of her own shame.
Well, and also the trauma, right?
That's
and
the
when
point.
You've
yeah.
been traumatized, right?
You've been devalued. You've been dismissed.
Yes. So she's projecting that out, and it's kind of like you make this vow of never again.
Yes.
And so then you see everybody as, can see others as the perpetrator.
Well, and what happens is in close relationship is that we take on the shame that they're putting on us. We take on their image of us. And the point of the healing process is, I don't want that to be nebulous or undefined. The healing process, and what you're referring to, Jill, is the more that we talk about it, the more that we get accurate reflectors. A good therapist shows us a mirror of accurate reflection in who we are and who we are not. And so when we then take on the things that we're not through a traumatic relationship, over time we're allowed then to take it off. This isn't me. This is not
who I am.
You have
to sort through what's me, what's not me, and do some rebuilding.
And ultimately, forgiveness becomes two things: a little bit easier and a lot more clear.
Because you want to unhook from
it's a process of grieving and letting
go. It is, and sometimes it's a long process.
Yeah, it's a very long process. It can be.
It can be.
Well, I did sign up for the April 2nd, the webinar.
Good. Excellent work.
I'm ready to move on with my life, but it's just been really hindering me because I don't want to transfer that on someone else, all the anger. And I thought I forgave. I prayed for her, You know, she's even got my son under her belt. It's not her son, but she offered him a car. Now he's detached from me, told me I need to get my SAT together because I've abused all the women in his life. I'm like, what? I have never. So he's just, and so we haven't talked in about 2 years.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, Ray, I want to encourage you with what I call the long game, meaning that, like, your son is eventually going to be attracted to what is safest to him. Now, unfortunately, right now, that's probably the car. He's getting paid off.
Mm. Yeah.
But ultimately, it's going to be his need for his dad to be in close relationship with him. And the healthier you get, the greater your magnet of safety is going to be for him.
Mm-hmm.
Glad you've signed up for that webinar, Ray. We've also got a Take Your Life Back course coming up in just a few weeks. That's a 12-week course that begins the first week of May. You can find out more about it at newlife.com or by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Here now is Gigi in Huntington Beach, who watches us on Facebook. So let's wave hi to Gigi. Hi there. Thanks for calling 1-800-229-3000. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Yes, I'm calling regarding the fact that actually this was not planned, but obviously God planned it, because you guys came up on my Facebook and I pushed a button and I started talking to a lady and she ended up saying, well, then let's put you on the line. So I'm calling regarding bouncing off of what the gentleman before me was talking about. Mm-hmm. I too, although he's way ahead of me, I just started this race. I've just separated from my husband, unfortunately, with an emergency restraining order. I'm disabled due to a severe car accident from 24 years ago, and I've become a motivational speaker. I was working with youth ministry, and then started doing urban youth ministry, and then got injured in a severe car accident, and continue to still persevere ministry, and then started doing ministry with disabled people, and continuing working with kids, and but I'm not here to share my resume, but unfortunately, as I got married and found my husband, I kind of feel like I married one of my kids growing up. He has background, and I always told him, you know, God doesn't look at where you came from, it's where you're going. He was in seminary like me, and so we were going to start doing church planning, etc. Although, as I got married and had kids, or I had a child, it's kind of like what one of my psychology teachers says, it's like the walls start turning black, and you, all of a sudden you realize, oh my God, these white walls are now black, because it's a little by little. And one of my friends pointed out some things to me, and I said, oh, I'm not abused. And she's like, you know what? I was your daughter, and I'm you. And I go, what do you mean by that? She goes, I told you a lot about my life, but there's some things I haven't told you.
So what's your main question for us today, Gigi?
Now that I have filed an emergency restraining order, this just happened, it's now become permanent, and I'm 6 months into this, I'm now kind of looking at where else to go from here. I'm on a medical leave, I'm recovering from surgery, so I'm just healed, so I'm going to start getting back into work. But one of my friends said, Gina, don't start back too soon. Like, she's like, kind of said, don't pursue use your master's degree, maybe take an easy job. And I said, well, this, she goes, I'm divorced way a long time ago, remarried happily. But she said, it's going to get really messy. You haven't started divorce yet. And she was like, you don't want to start too soon.
Mm-hmm. So you have some wise friends that are giving you kind of a heed of warning that this is not an easy process. So you're going to need time to sort through the divorce stuff. So taking on too much at once.
But I'm a single mom now, and I'm going to be needing money. And
sure.
So I haven't even gotten alimony yet, child support. I mean, he's required to pay bills, but he's starting to do power and control by not paying things.
Sure.
And so.
And you have an attorney, Gigi?
Yeah, but like my attorney said, like I have one attorney for a restraining order, and I just hired another attorney for a divorce.
Okay, so, because usually they like will make a provision and give you a temporary amount before it's finalized on what your spousal support will be. So they don't just leave you.
He's required to pay tuition because she goes to a private school, as well as required to pay for, what's it called?
I'm not sure about that, but they will give you.
I'm just trying to look from you, like, where do I go from here? I'm looking for a counselor, but I don't have a lot of cash flow, so I can't afford like $150 kind of hourly thing. So I'm looking for help, and so that's part of my process.
Okay.
We'll talk about it when we come back here on New Life Live, because it is time for us to take a break. But we've got plenty of time for you to call in with your questions, your dilemma, your struggle, whatever it is you're going through. 1-800-229-3000 is our number. If you're watching online, Facebook or YouTube, you can call in too. The number's right there at the bottom of your screen.
90% of Christians have trouble with sex, have trouble with marriage, have trouble with communicating, because we were not ever taught practical, basic things about intimacy, about marriage, about sex. We did a huge disservice to ourselves.
When you come to intimacy and marriage, you're going to be immersed into a 3-day process.
They taught us a ton of skills about connecting, about how to really help each other to feel seen and heard.
If you've thought, I don't think we can ever change, we're just in this rut and we can't get out, the Intimacy and Marriage Workshop can help you get out of the rut.
The Intimacy and Marriage Weekend is July 24th through the 26th in Washington, D.C. Register online at newlife.com or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and use the code NLL for a discount. 1-800-639-5433.
I think if everyone came earlier rather than later, they could save themselves years of misery and misunderstanding.
Do you need help for life's hard situations?
My husband recently said he wanted a divorce.
I'm confused on what I should do.
I have an eating disorder.
New Life Live answers your questions on relationships, grief, addiction, trauma, anxiety, and much more, all from a biblical perspective with our panel of professional counselors and psychologists.
I learn a lot from your program.
You help so many people.
I appreciate your ministry.
Whether you listen or watch, there are so many ways to connect with us to ask our panel of counselors a question. Call us Monday through Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific at 1-800-229-3000 to ask your question on New Life Live. Or go to newlife.com/radio for other ways to get your question answered.
I'm trying to find help.
I just want to know how to set boundaries.
If it's a sin, what am I supposed to do?
Need a therapist or a coach, a resource or an intensive? Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're talking to Gigi in Huntington Beach, and I think, Jill, you had...
So I just wanted to continue, because Gigi, I know you wanted to get your story out, but you were asking what to do next. So first of all, I was trying to let you know that on a practical level, yeah, you are just getting into this. You've been separated. You've got the restraining order. Your friend is wise in telling you that there's more to come, but it's hard to see how long that path will be. It's really important that you work with your attorney and let them outline what's going to happen. And like I was saying, they usually give and grant temporary funds because divorce drags out and it takes a long time and you can't live on nothing, especially if you have been out of work. So I would actually don't get back into work too quickly, because the spousal supports will be based on that. I mean, they will give you what they think you should be bringing in and then base your support around that. But if you're too quick to make all your own money, then, you know, you don't really need support. And you do as a single mom. No single mom can do it all. So practically, that's one step. You need support around you. I'm glad to hear you have friends, but you need to pause and listen to those friends. they're telling you don't get back into full-time work or too soon. I have a feeling it's hard for you to sit still. You're very sound like you're very active and constantly pursuing things. And yet, for yourself and for your child, you need time to process all this, to not be full of anger and reactionary during all of this, to be able to seek the Lord, and to have time to meet with people who can support you. In terms of therapy, it is a good idea to get into therapy when you're going through something so difficult. And yeah, a lot of people can have difficulty financially because therapy is a luxury. So there are centers and places. Churches often have resources for lower fee counseling. Mm-hmm. Universities that have counseling programs will always have a counseling center, mm-hmm. or most do. And I know in our area, Chapman does. I believe Vanguard does.
Well, and my very first site was First Christian Church Huntington Beach.
Oh, perfect.
So I'm not sure if they still have the counseling center, but they do it for either incredibly low cost, mm-hmm. Sometimes pro bono, but they meet you where you're at.
Yeah.
And so, you know, right there at First Christian Church in Huntington Beach could be a great place to start.
Mm-hmm.
Gigi, thanks so much for your phone call today here on New Life Live. 1-800-229-3000 is the number to call. And 84 days into 2026, you might be feeling defeated about not keeping your New Year's resolution to lose weight. Well, you might be focusing on the wrong thing. We want you to succeed, so we've designed the 12-week counselor-led online Lose It for Life course to look at the root cause that's driving your eating. With the support of a compassionate group and expert guidance, you'll explore the spiritual, emotional, and physical roots of unhealthy habits and begin the journey to lasting transformation. Take your first step toward change by getting all the details at newlife.com. You can also call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. The courses begin the first week in May, so sign up today. 1-800-229-3000. And Phil, listening to us on Sirius XM channel 131, says here you're a truck driver, so you may not even know where you are right now, but do you have an idea? What state, at least?
Yeah, I do. I just picked up in New York, and I'm headed to California, actually.
Wow.
So I'm in Pennsylvania now.
Okay. Well, thanks for taking us along for the ride. How can we help you?
Well, Mike, to put the question first, it's how do I deal with my older brother with an inheritance dispute?
Okay. So...
What's the dispute?
Yeah.
Okay. So Mom died on November 4th. And... I've had a hard time with it, just being honest, and it's been difficult.
Of course.
I was very close to my mother, very close.
Mm.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's a huge loss.
Yeah.
4 weeks later, my wife's mother passed.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
so sorry.
So both moms.
So I did go back to work, but I pulled back from some of the responsibilities of dealing with finances. I just pulled back, and I just kind of left it with him. And so we're co-trustees for this, for her trust. And so the problem now is that, you know, it's a 50-50 split. There's two of us. He's older. The problem is, and I don't know, I want your read on this issue. I understand what he said, but I think it's a power play more than a real thing. I think it's a power move. So he told me, I'll give you X amount of dollars, but I'm going to hold back a certain amount of money for fees that need to be paid. When I ask him, what are the fees, he won't tell me.
Hmm.
And then he threw another caveat out about something that was done for me last year. So he feels it's fair to hold back money this year.
Okay. All right, Phil, so give us a couple of minutes to mull this over, and we'll come back to you because it is time for our break here on New Life Live. We're going to be in the studio for the rest of this hour and all of next, so call in and ask your questions of Chris Williams and Dr. Jill Hubbard. 1-800-229-3000 is the number to call. Again, that's 1-800-229-3000. Lots of great calls coming right up.
Hello, it's Becky Brown. I am so excited to launch our 99 for the One partner initiative. Every day we hear from people all over the world who are looking for hope. They've been lost in a relationship struggle, addiction, anxiety, depression, all kinds of ways. And it reminds us of the story in Luke 15, where the shepherd that leaves the 99 to go rescue the one. And you know, we've seen God work in the lives of so many people over the years here at New Life, and we want to invite you to be part of what God is doing. 99 for the One is our partner program that you can give to the ministry on a monthly basis to make sure that we continue to reach out to the lost.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433, or newlife.com/9941. There's a place where real healing begins, where truth meets grace, and where transformation starts. New Life Recovery Groups offers a Christ-centered, supportive community for growth, healing, and restoration. Built on a proven 12-step foundation and grounded in biblical truth, these groups help bring clarity, accountability, and lasting hope for those who are ready for change. And when deeper personal guidance is needed, one-on-one coaching and counseling are available, walking with you every step of the way. Here, lives are renewed, stories are rewritten, and hope is restored. You're not alone. You're not judged. You're welcomed into a community that believes God is still at work in your story. Take the next step toward healing. Join a New Life Recovery Group today, online or in person. Visit newlife.com/groups or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Find healing, find community, find new life.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Let's go back to Phil, our truck driver friend, listening to us on Sirius XM channel 131. Chris, you had a question for Phil.
Well, Phil, as I'm hearing about this, you know, first and foremost, so sorry. The amount of grief that we can hear that you're still carrying, what we would want you to be able to do is get a lot of care and guidance for that grief, first and foremost, because this is a very significant loss in your life, and you need a lot of care. Your wife needs a lot of care through this season of it. Going back to your relationship with your brother, that's what I want to focus on. I want to focus on the relationship, because over and over and over and over, I've seen that trusts do the exact opposite. They break trust. That people, when they're fighting over, when family members fight over money, and it creates all kind, you know, it's like the love of money is the root of all evil. It's because we look at money as our ultimate solution to all of our problems. And so it becomes too important. In fact, it takes priority over relationship. I don't know what your relationship is or has been with your brother, but what I would want in this situation is that the quality of connection and relationship and trust that exists between you and your brother be maintained as much as humanly possible. As there seems to be some untrustworthy behavior regarding the trust, the inheritance that your brother has displayed, I would recommend this. What I would recommend is you go to your brother and be like, hey, we have very different ideas about how this trust and when this trust should be split up and how these funds should be utilized. I want to honor you. I want to honor mom. I also want to honor myself in this process. Let's get a third person legal mediator to help us navigate how these funds are distributed, when and how. And that way we can protect our relationship, our brotherhood, apart from haggling over the details of the trust.
Yeah.
Yeah, setting that above, because a lot of times too, when there is, you know, siblings, siblings usually do see things differently in families.
Absolutely.
And they can harbor resentments and, you know, unfairness. And so sometimes using this to level the playing field, like you got more good stuff from mom, so now I'm going to equalize it with money.
Yes.
And so we try to work out, or some people try to work out relational difficulties through the money, because it's the last thing you have from a parent if you have that. And so that's not the arena, Chris, that is best. And that's what I hear you saying.
Yeah.
Let's, you know, elevate the relationship. Now, your brother may balk at that because then hiring someone, they, you know, they get a little chunk of money. But I think preserving relationship and just emphasizing that being the priority, because I have seen people that no longer have anything to do with their siblings, because especially so close after a person passes, it's like, this is a piece of mom. This is me holding on to mom. This is my, you know, value to my parents. And we misconstrue it to be so much of what it isn't.
Well, and I think it also it reminds me of a Steve Arterburn-ism.
Okay.
Okay. Fairness, or fair, is where pigs go to get ribbons. I've seen so many times, I was counseling a family with this last week. It was the parents, and they're trying to make everything fair. And I told them to stop. Because everyone's idea of fairness is going to be different. That ledger is never going to work out. It doesn't mean that you're not trying to balance things out and be appropriate or move towards fair, but like trying to get this equalizer for all the things, it just doesn't happen. It's not going to work out that way. And it puts the emphasis on the wrong focus. The wrong focus is who's getting what material possessions or resources.
Right.
That's not it.
Yeah.
You know.
And often parents don't, you know, put things in place and then say, okay, go equalize it as you see fit. No. And there are legal ramifications for not executing it correctly.
Yes, exactly.
And you have to follow those. So that's why it's good to get that legal advice,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Phil, thanks for calling in today to New Life Live. We have a tip sheet that we're going to put down in the show notes there, too. It's called 12 Steps to Recovery from Grief. This is something that will definitely help you and your wife during this time. And we pray that things get worked out and resolved between you and your brother, and that you'll find the right people to come alongside you during this time. You know, every day at New Life, people reach a breaking point and they call us for help. You've heard the calls today already. Because of our faithful monthly givers, our 99 for the One partners, Hope isn't funded for just a moment, but for the whole year. Because of faithful supporters, New Life is ready to respond when the cries for help come in. 99 for the One partners are the people who make that possible, and I'm inviting you to join this special group of monthly givers at any amount. I'm a partner, Jill's a partner, Chris is a partner. Wouldn't you like to be a partner too? Be part of what God is doing through New Life. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE or learn more at newlife.com/9941. Here now is Mike in Los Angeles, who listens to us on newlife.com. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Thank you.
How can we help you?
So the question I have is, if my we're in the middle of a divorce, my wife wants me to do whatever from A to Z, what she needs me to do, because she says, I need you to do this, even though I tell her it's unhealthy. She's like, nope, got to be unhealthy to get healthy. And this is what I need from you. Should I do it? I mean, that means, you know, no phone, don't go anywhere, don't talk to your family, don't talk to your friends. Our friends, I mean, don't go to church without me. Don't look at the stage at church, et cetera.
Okay, so you're in the middle of a divorce, and she's asking you for complete allegiance to her above and beyond anyone else.
Correct. So 14 months ago, she's dealing with some betrayal from a year before. We've been together 16 years, and we've been married for 10. And I left something out a year before I met her, that I was with a woman. I didn't tell her my whole story about who I was with, whatever the case is. I left that out. And it finally came up to a head 14 months ago in therapy, because she feels like there's lies, there's things I'm keeping from her, from my past. Mm-hmm. And there was other lies during our relationship. Go ahead.
This is before you met her? You dated someone?
Yeah. I wasn't dated. I slept with somebody. Yeah.
Okay. Before you got married or before you met?
A year before we even met. I didn't even know her.
Okay. Okay. So you neglected to share that with her.
Correct. And then, there's little lies here and there regarding, I'm working on that with my therapist regarding fear and anxiety and whatever the case, insecurity stuff. But and then in our relationship, dating, it was pretty much somewhat toxic. Then I went into, as an outlet, to pornography. And then when she caught me, then I stopped, and I haven't seen pornography in 15 years. 15 years, sorry. It was a year after. So, these are just things that are affecting her. I know sometimes trauma can be hit, like she got hit, even though it's a year before I met her, it's hitting her hard.
Yeah. So well, then Mike, Mike, let me jump in with a question for time's sake. So is there any chance in reconciliation in the relationship, in the marriage?
Oh, yeah, I'm all for it.
No, but is she it's heading down towards divorce because it will take two people to reconcile. So is she committed to the divorce process?
Yes. Actually, right now it's a standstill. Nothing's happening. She filed it, but nothing's happening.
Okay.
Okay.
So she's wanting you to show her. So she's filed for divorce, but we know people change their mind all the time. And so she's looking for a reason to change her mind, it sounds like.
She's like, show me you're invested. Yeah, show me you're invested.
Yeah.
Show me that. And I'm invested. Transparency. I'm going to do all that. Openly, my phone, you can look at my phone anytime you want. I had to come in eyes on it. I have everything blocked on my computer. You can look at any time, but in a healthy way. I'm going to go to therapy. And she's like, no, listen to me.
So your main question for us, Mike, is how do you deal with her wanting to have all these directions, all these instructions? Does he have to follow through on everything? That don't talk to your friends, don't go to church without
me. There's a lot of nuances in here, but she is stuck in control as a form of trying to build trust.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And again, in betrayal trauma, that makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of details here that kind of are missing in the midst of all of that. What's going on inside of her? What's going on inside of him? Because, Mike, my recommendation for you is that getting unhealthy to get healthy makes no sense. I can tell you that very straight up in the work that we've been doing for 20 years. You know, getting healthy is requiring health built upon itself over time. You may need to look at some very strong boundaries in your life that allow you to move forward with health and transparency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's really important because, again, you do want to move away from any forms of deception, lying, deceit, and what goes underneath
Absolutely.
All of that. At the same time, that you can't become unhealthy because your wife can't become healthy, if that makes sense.
Right. Your goal is the same, to come together. The method needs to be different.
Yes.
We'll be right back here on New Life Live.
I went to Every Man's Battle in 2012. My sexual integrity was not what it should have been. I sought out affairs, whether physical or emotional. Until I came to Every Man's Battle, I didn't understand that would never fill that void.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, affairs, pornography.
The shame and guilt was overwhelming.
For over 20 years, New Life Ministries has been helping men regain their integrity through their one-of-a-kind Every Man's Battle Intensive.
You will discover what the true root of your pain is, and you will discover how to overcome.
You don't have to struggle any longer. Get help in Washington, D.C., April 24th through the 26th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Use the discount code NLL to save $50.
Every man's battle saved my life.
1-800-NEW-LIFE and the discount code NLL.
For over 35 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addiction, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
I found a counselor through New Life Ministries, and it's just been outstanding.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first steps toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door for a better tomorrow.
To get someone that's competent, that's good at what they do, it's been like day and night compared to what I've had before.
Call 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
So we were talking to Mike and Dr. Jill, I think you had something you wanted to say to him.
Well, right. Yes. So before the break, I was saying, okay, your goals that your wife has and you have to see if you can hold this marriage together, those are the same. Mm. Those are the good goals. We don't like divorce. Divorce just has its own set of problems and takes on a life of its own. So if you can work through this, you can have a stronger marriage. But the method may need to be different. Chris, you were talking about she's going into high control mm-hmm. and doesn't want any other influence other than hers in order to see that Mike, you're sincere. But I think to lean into her, instead of being resistant and defensive and say, no, I'm not going to do that, and get into the weeds about what's okay and what's not okay, I think leaning into her and saying, I get that you are so hurt and wounded by me mm-hmm. and that I have broken your trust. And I want to do everything possible to rebuild that trust. We're on the same page there. But let's get some people to guide us because mm-hmm. both of us are broken
yeah.
in this. And let's do this the right way so that we can say we've done everything possible to save our marriage.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. so you're going to have to get some wise counsel. You said you were in therapy. Work with your therapist on walking through ways to reassure her. And when she starts to want to be controlling, okay, she's either feeling disconnected or afraid, lean in, touch her on the arm. Physical contact is good. And say, okay, what are you needing from me right now? I can see that you're afraid. Mm-hmm. And just be present with her. Then she won't need to control every action if she feels the connection with you, because that's usually what the problem is. Women feel disconnected, and so they start looking at everything around and start grabbing at those things mm-hmm. instead of, oh, I feel disconnected. What do I need to feel more connected?
That's good. Yeah, absolutely.
Mike, thanks for your phone call today at New Life Live. 1-800-229-3000, the number to call for the rest of this hour and all of next. Let's go to Savannah, Georgia. Here is Serena, who listens to New Life Live on a podcast. Hi there, Serena. Thanks for calling in today.
Hello. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm a Club New Life New Lifer, and so thankful for all that you all do and how you pour into us and come alongside with resources and so much. So thank you for doing that, first of all.
Well, thank you for saying all that, and how can we help you today?
So today my question is, how can I support my sister and my nephew, her oldest child, with some healthy decisions in terms of just social skills and navigating kind of a new area of development for my nephew? My nephew is an adult, but he is a special needs person, and he has over the years, from the time he was in elementary school, been diagnosed with different things, some of which were just that he had a low IQ, that he might have been on the spectrum. So he's just gotten different diagnoses over the years. Mm-hmm. They've lived in more than one state, so they've gotten those from different, different educational systems or physician. So presently he is, in the state that they're in, unable to drive. They've determined that he would not be able to drive. He is high functioning. He has a job and very outgoing, likes talking with people, has been recognized at their church as somebody that church leadership approached my sister about him coming alongside some of the pastors.
Serena, let me jump in really quickly, mostly for time's sake here. What is the primary problem, or what's the primary fear right now that you're calling about in regards to their relationship?
And the decision-making.
The decision-making.
Okay. So he has a bucket list of things that he wants to do.
Okay.
So included on this bucket list, which is usually always traveling someplace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my sister does take him to various games in other states and everything. He's actually, by the way, he's 32 at this point. So he enjoys traveling. And so he wants now to go to New York City. And he told my sister that he's working now with his therapist so that he can go to New York City by himself. He doesn't want her to go with him.
Okay.
My sister is livid about that. And, you know, he does see me traveling a lot when I come visit them. Of course, I'm, you know, I don't live in the same state, so he knows that that happens. I just came back from a vacation. So he understands that on some level, but he somehow is not able to process the idea that it's unsafe for him to do it.
Right. He's wanting some autonomy.
Yeah.
And to venture out. That's a hard call, because of course your sister would have a lot of anxiety. So I think, you know, being empathetic to her and her position as a mom of a special needs kid, it's like, you know, doesn't matter that he's 32, they never leave home, they never grow up per se. So you're in that constant state of fear when someone isn't fully launched. But at the same time, kudos to him for wanting to, you know, be more autonomous and to do some independent things. Maybe even a compromise of having someone else other than mom go with him, a friend, because it's kind of lonely going by yourself on vacation.
Well, I also think that why can't we measure this out, right? And so what I'm thinking about, similar to that, Jill, is that, okay, what are the safety protocols put in place? Because he wants a greater sense of autonomy. Okay, fine. That's going to be built through trust, because the fear is he's going to get lost, or navigating New York City for a fully functioning adult can be overwhelming enough.
Yeah.
For a person who may have some developmental challenges, it could even be more so. So the fear is reasonable, but can I go with you? And then you'll have your phone on you, you'll have this, and then you can explore this area of the city on your own for the next 8 hours, you know, or next 4, 5, 6.
Right. Like, I'm in the city, but I'm not with you.
Yes. But you have full autonomy. You have a way to get a hold of me. You have a way, you know, so you have all of these safety protocols put in place. And so that the autonomy and independence becomes an incremental thing, one for him to figure out, but also for mom to feel comfortable with doing.
Or maybe you start with a trial run in a safer city.
I totally agree with that. There's so many different options to build up to this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's never, again, it's never easy for a mom. So that's part of the growth and grieving that your sister has to do.
And maybe that's what you do, as you come alongside your sister. And I'll be here to support you as you're working through his greater independence. And when we have children, especially when we have special needs children, or something significant like that in our life, us as parents tend to revolve our lives around that. And when we see that moving out, we see this in empty nesting all the time, is that it creates a grief and a crisis for us. We now have to reorganize.
So true.
We have to reorganize our own life. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have a tip sheet available called Six Tools to Ease Anxiety. We're going to put that in the show notes, and maybe Serena will send that to you, and you can forward it off to your sister, and then maybe she can join us for our Freedom from Fear and Anxiety webinar that's happening on April 14th. You can find out more information about that by texting the word webinar to 28950. And that is all the time we have for this hour of the show, but Paul, Patricia, Jane, stay on the phone. We're going to talk to you, and we're going to keep the phone lines open so anyone else can keep calling in to 1-800-229-3000. God bless you guys. Thanks for watching and listening to New Life Live.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. The preceding program was pre-recorded.